Chapter 12.
Now what?
There's no time for brainstorming ideas. We have to get right to work. Cinderella hobbles around the kitchen cleaning up the breakfast dishes while Jonah and I sweep the living room. More precisely, I hold the dustpan while Jonah attempts to sweep. He is the worst sweeper ever. He's just running around with a broom, swishing it in every direction. I think he might be making the dust worse than it was before. Focus, Jonah, focus! He sweeps a piece of dirt into my mouth. Jonah! I say with a spit. Sorry, he says, but he's laughing, so I don't really believe him. His face turns serious, and he twists his bottom lip. Abby, how are we going to get home?
I have a plan, I say. Although, to be honest, I don't have a plan yet. I'm making it up right now. But I think it's important for Jonah to trust that I always have a plan. It's my job as the big sister.
Yeah? He says. What is it?
Oh, right. Well,
you don't have a plan, do you?
I do.
We helped Cinderella prove to Farrah that she can be self-reliant before noon on Tuesday.
What is it about 12 o'clock in fairy tales? Jonah asks. Whether it's noon or midnight, something always happens at 12.
That is true. I don't know why. So, back to my plan. How about this? When Farrah comes back, she'll be so amazed by the new and improved Cinderella that she'll happily tell us where the magic mirror is.
But what if she doesn't know where it is?
She must know, I declare. At the very least, she could zap us home herself. She does have a magic wand. He nods.
Okay, decent plan.
I hear footsteps in the hallway. It's Beatrice, the meaner sister. She looks a lot like her mother. Exact same thin nose and lips, exact same straight hair and bangs, except hers is brown instead of gray. And she's the tallest of the three.
Why are you two here? She asks.
We're here to help Cinderella.
Good. Go help her with the wash. I'm low on underwear.
That makes two of us.
Okay. Kayla! Beatrice yells up the stairs. Do you need Cinderella to do your wash?
Yeah!
Kayla calls back.
The hampers are in our closet, Beatrice tells us. We're going to visit friends now. Surely you'll see to it that the laundry is done by today, so it'll be all ready for tomorrow. The prince's assistant is coming, you know.
Fine.
Must be a really slow washing machine. I go upstairs. The stepsister's door is closed, so I knock. After what happened with Cinderella, I will never not knock again.
Come in, I hear.
Kayla is lying face down on her bed.
Hi, Kayla, I say. I'm just getting your laundry.
She turns her face toward me.
How do you know my name?
Have we met?
Well, I saw you fawning over the prince at the ball and then spied on you from under your bed, but no, technically we haven't met.
You're Beatrice's sister, right?
Yes.
We're helping Cinderella out while her foot heals, I say. We're going to do your laundry and then make you dinner.
She nods.
Okay,
she says, and then turns her head the other way.
It's nice to meet you too, I say sarcastically. She doesn't bother to answer.
I bump Kayla's hamper down the stairs.
Cinderella? I ask, popping my head into the kitchen.
But she's already done cleaning the kitchen and has managed to sweep and dustpan the entire marble entranceway by herself. On one foot. She's a cleaning machine.
Wow, I say.
Yes, she asks.
Where's the washer and dryer? I ask.
The what?
The washer and dryer.
I stop in mid-sentence.
Do you guys not have a washer and dryer?
I'm the washer and dryer, she answers. I wash the clothes by hand, then hang them up to dry.
Yikes. Even if my parents never bother using it, I have never felt more thankful for our washer and dryer in my entire life.
Cinderella and I are on all fours washing her stepsister's clothes in the tub in the basement.
At least they have running water and flume, otherwise we'd be standing on a riverbank.
I'm soaping, Cinderella is rinsing, and Jonah is hanging. We have a whole production line going on. Next, we're ironing wrinkled dresses. Cinderella is going to show me how to use the ironing board and everything. I don't understand what Pharaoh wants from me, Cinderella says. How can I rescue myself? Let's think about it, I say. You said you were stuck here, right? I am stuck here. I have nowhere else to go. But you're not chained to the house, I say. You can leave if you want to. Where's your dad? Jonah asks. Is he dead? He's not dead, Cinderella says. He's just gone.
Gone where?
Just gone. He left us. He left me. My mom's death was just too much for him.
But he got married again, I say.
I think he just wanted to find a place for me to live since I was only 12. And once he did, he took off. We used to get postcards, but we haven't heard from him in 3 years.
That's terrible, Jonah says. I can't believe a dad would do that.
He's a sailor, Cinderella says, and he sailed away. I doubt I'll ever see him again. And he left me here, stranded. I have no money and nowhere to go. That's why I need the prince to rescue me. Why don't you get a job? I say, rinsing a pair of striped socks. Then you'll have your own money and you can get your own house.
But she's going to move into the palace when she gets married, Jonah says. She doesn't need her own house.
She won't get to marry the prince if Pharaoh doesn't fix her foot, I argue, and Pharaoh won't help unless Cinderella helps herself. If Cinderella gets a job and moves out, it should prove to Pharaoh that she can be self-reliant. But if Pharaoh gets all weird and says it's not enough, at least this way, Cinderella won't be stuck here anymore. It's a no-lose plan. Cinderella cocks her head to the side. But what kind of job could I get? I'm not good at anything. That's not true, I say. You're the world's fastest cleaner. You tidied that whole living room in 45 seconds flat.
You could be a cleaning lady, Jonah says.
We need to think bigger, I say, my eyes widening. You could start a cleaning service. You could train a whole bunch of cleaners to clean super fast like you do and then send them out to people's houses. You taught us to clean. You can teach other people too. You'll start a company. You'll make a fortune. You can call it Mess Be Gone. No, wait. Cinderella's Cleaners. I pump my arm in the air, feeling proud of myself. I'm a big fan of alliteration, although I don't remember if alliteration has to be the same first letter or the same first sound. Whatever, it's still cute. From now on, maybe I should go by Awesome Abby. Cinderella shudders. No way. I hate cleaning. I do it so fast so I can be done with it. I don't want to clean other people's houses for money. I don't want to clean this house. And if I had my own place, I wouldn't want to clean that either. If I had my own money, I'd hire Cinderella's cleaners.
They probably wouldn't use your name if you weren't part of the company, Jonah points out.
Cinderella nods. True. I'm pretty sure she's missing an excellent business opportunity, but whatever. I think harder.
What about something with animals? I say. Aren't you really good with mice?
Pharaoh is good with mice, not me. Actually, I'm not all that great with any animal. Plus, I'm allergic to dogs. They give me a terrible cough and make me sneeze. Cats, too.
Can you be a lawyer? Jonah asks. That's what our parents are.
That takes a lot of schooling, I say, a little bit huffy. Not everyone can be a lawyer, you know. I don't want to be a lawyer, Cinderella says. Too much arguing involved. She squeezes water out of one of Beatrice's shirts. This is missing a button. I'll have to sew on a new one.
You can sew?
She nods. Of course. Can't you? I've never tried, I say. But I probably could. But this is about you. What about becoming a seamstress?
Think bigger, Jonah says, echoing my previous statement. You could make clothes. You could be a fashion designer.
That's perfect, I say. Way to go, Jonah. You'll make clothes and sell them. A perfect plan. But what should I make?
You have to make something unique, I say. Something that someone else isn't already making. What do you know how to make?
Cinderella shrugs. I've never made anything entirely from scratch, but I'm really good at stitching. I've hemmed skirts, sheets, shirts, dresses. Can you make underwear? I ask. Mine are giving me a wedgie. I guess. Never mind. Let's focus on things people in Flume want.
Flume people wear underwear, she says, sounding insulted.
No, I mean special clothes, I say. I think about the people of Flume. What do they all like?
Oh, they loved your dress. Everyone loved the dress you wore to the ball. They couldn't stop gushing about it.
She nods. They did love my dress. I loved my dress. I wish I still had my dress.
Ding, ding. That's what you'll do. You'll make a Cinderella dress. You'll make a bunch of Cinderella dresses, and then you'll sell them.
And make one for yourself, Jonah adds. Maybe the prince's assistant will recognize you if you're wearing it when he comes by with a glass slipper.
Cinderella's eyes light up. That, my little friend, is a perfect plan. And once she's done with that, maybe she can make me a pair of jeans, a sweatshirt, and some new undies.